2. Somaya. Maidan-e Khorasan, South Tehran. The day that Somaya witnessed a miracle was the hottest day of the year. The shade under the sycamore trees on Wali Asr gave no sanctuary. The sun scorched the dark green leaves, burning the road below. The trees' roots ached with thirst, the jubes running above them dusty and dry. Somaya wiped bubbles of sweat from her top lip that kept popping up despite the best efforts of the ancient juddering air conditioning unit. Her damp fingers fiddled with the combination lock on the briefcase. With 6 rows of numbers, this was an impossible mission, but she was stubborn. She cried to God and to her favorite Imam for help. "O God, O Imam Zaman, I beg you to help me open this case, and I swear to you that I will sacrifice a lamb for the poor every year until I die," she said her Nazir prayer out loud, bruising her fingertips with the metal digits. Somaya's Nazir prayer was in keeping with tradition. She knew that for her wish to be granted, she must vow to help those less well off than herself. She always channeled her prayers through Imam Zaman, even though so many believed that the patient and peaceful Abul Fazl, half-brother of Imam Hussein, the Prophet's grandson, responds to requests the quickest. And then something extraordinary happened. At that precise moment, the numbers snapped into alignment. A gentle click as the lock and guard and Imam Zaman all acquiesced. The briefcase popped its mouth ajar. It was a miracle. Of that, there was no doubt. It had all started on an equally hot summer's day a few years earlier. Somaya was 17, and in the neighbourhood of her birth, Maidan-e Khorasan, east of the bazaar, in South Tehran, and as old as the city itself. The day had begun like any other, at 6 in the morning, with her daily prayers. She breakfasted with her beloved father, Haj Aga, sipping her tea as he read the conservative daily Kahan newspaper that he bought on his way back from the baker's. The sangak bread was still warm, and pitted with crispy indents where the hot stones that lined the furnaces had cooked it. On it they slathered homemade cherry jam.